Bona Jing Malwal, chairman of the National Workers Union, says he is disappointed to learn that some state government officials are interfering with the National Workers Union and harassing its leaders.
Our colleagues in Jonglei State and Northern Bahr Ghazal States are being subjected to hardship by their government for holding peaceful demonstrations to demand their rights. Our constitution is clear. The national government backs up the budget of the states. Our brothers at the national level played their parts. The problem is with our state government on receiving money for salaries from the national government. They don't pay all our cadres.
Malwal says members of the workers' union in the Northern Bahr Ghazal state, capital Awil, are being intimidated. He says some have been threatened with dismissal for demanding salary increases, which were approved by the national government in July 2021. Malwal is calling on national authorities to intervene.
As a national workers' union, we condemn what is happening in Jonglei State because people are detained for demanding their pay. We are following the development there and engaging the national government to come to the rescue of the civil servant in Jonglei. Our call gained attention, and so far the Jonglei governor has been summoned by the council of the state but has yet to respond.
Malwal says state governments do not have authority to dissolve workers' trade unions, noting the union was formed by an act of parliament called the 2013 Workers' Trade Union Act. Malwal is urging authorities to immediately release detained members of workers' union in Bor.
In Jonglei State, for instance, civil servants exercise their constitutional right by holding peaceful demonstrations at the State Legislative Assembly and Council of Ministers because they were prostrated. We are continuing with our calls for the release of the Jonglei Workers' Union Head, the Union Secretary General, and that of the teachers' union head because they were arrested for only demanding their rights.
Article 8 of the Workers' Trade Union Act empowers the registrar to make decisions which may be appealed to the Minister of Justice. The registrar is appointed by the President of the Republic. Julia Akir Duany, the undersecretary in the National Ministry of Labour and Public Service, says her ministry is concerned about what she calls the misunderstanding between state governments and workers' union.
And last time we have a meeting with the president and the governors to address those issues. And because I'm preparing to go to the parliament, some of the issues we are going to chair.
2 weeks ago, the Jonglei state government decided to dissolve the Jonglei Workers' Union and arrested the union senior leaders a day after civil servants staged a sit-down strike over unpaid salary arrears. Last year, a committee tasked by President Salva Kiir to investigate the root causes of the civil servant protests in Bor ordered state officials to pay public servants according to the new salary structure. That order followed peaceful demonstrations by hundreds of Jonglei state employees who rejected the state's modified salary structure, which did not follow the salary structure ordered by the National Labour and Public Service Ministry. John Itorong, who headed the delegation, said the Jonglei civil servants' demands were legitimate. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.